Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
RCO FM in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is promising an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration will suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says it believes that independent science shows this is not true. The administration's also expected to tout cancer drug leucovorin as a potential treatment for autism. But autism expert David Mandel of the University of Pennsylvania says,
we need to do large-scale randomized trials before we can say with any certainty that this is a treatment that autistic children should receive.
Tens of thousands of people paid tribute to Charlie Kirk in an Arizona memorial service Sunday. President Trump spoke after Kirk's widow told the crowd she forgives the man who killed her husband because it's what Charlie would have done. The UN General Assembly begins today. The war in Gaza expected to be a main topic all week as several countries have now said they recognize a Palestinian state. This is ABC News. The man accused of opening fire on a wedding reception at a New Hampshire country club is due in court today.
One person was killed at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua.
We have two other gunshot victims, and we have four non-gunshot wounds.
New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella says Hunter Nato is arrested, 23.
Mr. Nato is, as I said, a Nashua resident. He's a former employee of the club.
A guest, Michael Holmwood, says one person
hit him over the head with a chair, and he probably saved a bunch of lives is doing that because the shooter was dazed when he came into the ballroom.
Witnesses said the gunman yelled, "Free Palestine."
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A new study says the American dream is costing us all more. The survey says the lifetime cost of everything from owning a home to raising kids, now around $5 million. And more Americans are riding the rails. Amtrak says ridership was up 20% last year as people look to avoid airports and highway congestion. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Brewers won their third straight National League Central Division title. Despite a loss 5-1, the Cubs lost 1-0 in Cincinnati. The Brewers celebrated. The franchise's only pennant came in 1982, and they're hoping to go a little further this year as well. They'll be in San Diego to start a series tonight as we get to the final week of the regular baseball season. Washington 3-2 over the Mets. It was also a win yesterday for San Francisco over the Dodgers, 3-1. Arizona 9-2 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Minnesota 6, Cleveland 2. Toronto 8-5 over Kansas City. The Yankees 7, Baltimore 1. Seattle 7, Houston 3. Tampa Bay 7-3 over Boston. And in the interleague action, it was Pittsburgh 11 and the Athletics nothing. Atlanta 6, Detroit 2. San Diego 3-2 over the White Sox. Colorado 3, the Angels 1, Miami 4-1 over Texas. The Packers lost in a game yesterday in which they were leading late but couldn't hold on. Stumbled against Cleveland. 13-10 the final score. Carolina 30 and Atlanta nothing. Indianapolis 41-20 over Tennessee. Jacksonville 17, Houston 10. Minnesota 48-10 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia 33, the Rams 26. Pittsburgh 21, New England 14. Tampa Bay 29, the Jets 27. Washington 41, Las Vegas 24. Chargers 23-20 over Denver. Seattle 44. 24, New Orleans 13, Chicago got the win against Dallas 31-14, San Francisco 16, Arizona 15, and Kansas City 22, and the Giants 9. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
September is Suicide Awareness Month, but this is a topic the Richland Hospital and Clinics focuses on all year round. When you come in for your yearly checkup, we encourage you to talk to your primary care provider about changes in mood, depression, or if you've had suicidal thoughts. Mental health is part of your total health care, and your primary care provider is an important first step in finding solutions.
Today, a high of 76. Muggy conditions. Showers could happen this afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. Tonight, showers taper down later and a low of 58. Tuesday, mostly cloudy to peaks of sun and a high of 74. Wednesday, a small chance of drizzle early and a high of 72. Thursday, partly cloudy and nice, a high of 74. And Friday, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, a high of 78. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer steady. We're at 57 degrees. That is up one from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 22nd.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas.
Bobby Johnson and the Painter on WRCO. Phil Nee with you on a Monday morning. Good morning. A rough weekend for Badger and Packer fans, that's for sure. I had a premonition, though, friends. I must say, I was really questioning the Badgers being 10.5-point favorites, as they were predicted last week, and I had a premonition that that wasn't going to go well. I had a premonition that the Packer game was going to be really close, but I still expected them to win, and it was a close game yesterday, but missed opportunity there, that's for sure. And they have a difficult schedule. I don't care. NFL, there's a fine line between winning and losing. And even though Dallas lost to the Bears yesterday, when the Packers play in Dallas, that'll be an extremely tough game. Oh, well, it's supposed to be entertainment, right? So we shouldn't get so worked up about it. Here's Little Big Town on FM 100.9.
Don't you want to dive on in? Yeah, the water feels right. Dancing on the edge of love, you're a beautiful sight. So why are you still standing there in the half moonlight? Come on, baby, give me a little more you. Come on, baby, give me a little more. Just ain't fair. You've given me a little bit, yeah, but don't stop there. Come on, baby, give me a little more you. Come on, baby, give me a little more you. I'm here falling for you, my heart's calling for you. I know I never can get.
I'm here falling for you, my heart. cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
Johnny Cash with a little country and western right there, and Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
6:22, the final hours of summer, autumn right around the bend here today. And it's going to feel still a little bit more like summer the next few days and through the weekend as well. And it'll be nice weather. Fall, that's the best part of the fall is when you have nice weather. Otherwise, when it starts to get a little colder and Phil gets grumpy and starts thinking about winter. But should be nice, especially for this week. Here is Tracy Lawrence on FM 100.9.
First assembly line, making that Detroit steel. It's asphalt streets, roads in the fields. It's a loving handout when somebody gets down on their luck. It's Friday night lights, fourth and goal touchdown. It's a walk-off homer, hear the roar of the crowd. Is that going a little deeper when that going gets tough? Made in America, it's who we are, it's what we love, it's what we do. It's a heart full of pride, stars and stripes, red, white, and blue. It's standing your ground, not backing down and never giving up. Made in America. Hardworking hands and backs that don't break, roots that run deep from all 50 states. It comes from the freedom born in every single one of us. It's who we are, it's what we love, it's what we do. It's a heart full of pride, stars and stripes, red, white.
standing your ground, not backing down and never giving up. Made in America. It's made in America. Made in America.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day? Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew. He's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you, and there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the evening while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun, but you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. And I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning? Should I sing it in the noon?
Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones and a WRCO classic, What Time of Day? News, weather, and sports will be next.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
We're in Maine Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court & Maine Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26th. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christy Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins, Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
WRCO 100.5.
101.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time today on a Monday morning is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs for your full-service sign company. Well, today's high should be around 76 degrees, mostly cloudy and muggy with showers likely this afternoon and possibly a thunderstorm. Tonight, showers tapering down later and a low of 58. Right now, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 57.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. The final hours of summer are happening now, and autumn will be officially welcomed in this afternoon, a little after 1 o'clock. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumn equinox. Fall officially begins this afternoon. Early risers invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site today and tomorrow near Muscadet. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. A reminder that City Utilities of Richland Center Water Department will be doing water main flushing today through Friday and next Monday through Friday. Flushing this year will not take place during overnight hours. Instead, flushing will start in the morning at 7:30 and will run through mid to late day to accomplish each day's area of coverage. This week's schedule includes for today, North Industrial Park, back to town, along County AA to the City Cemetery Garage at 10th, 11th, and 12th Street. During flushing times, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, could experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days. Concerning neo-Nazi messages in the Baraboo community recently. Bob Haig has more.
A September 15th Facebook post by Baraboo police referenced small baggies of birdseed which contain information on pieces of paper. WKOW 27 reports the paper carried neo-Nazi messaging and that police captain Ryan Labrosian said there have been instances of various types of propaganda being distributed around the city and that other law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin have dealt with similar incidents. Police are seeking any camera footage that may lead to a suspect and asking residents to toss the bags in the trash. It's not the first concerning incident in the Sauk County city of 12,000 residents. In 2019, a photo circulated online showing some male high school students giving the Nazi salute brought unwelcome national attention and divided the community. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republican lawmakers seek to close a legal loophole allowing sale of hemp-derived THC products. Numerous businesses have sprouted in Madison and elsewhere offering sale of legal hemp-derived THC products like Delta 8 and Delta 10. Hemp, in the same plant family as marijuana, is not considered a controlled substance if the THC concentration is less than 0.3%. The bill would add hemp to the definition of THC and would specify that only hemp grown for industrial or research purposes qualifies as industrial hemp. The authors cite last October's accidental Delta 9 THC oil contamination at a Dane County pizza parlor in which dozens of people sought medical attention as an example of why the law change is needed. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents to keep an eye on their season tickets for the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and Badgers. Agency officials say a number of sports fans in the state have recently reported that their season tickets were stolen by scammers who accessed their accounts and transferred the tickets to another account. DADCAP is reminding residents never to share their passwords, not to click suspicious email or text links, and to use multi-factor authentication for additional security. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources stresses hunters knowing their target. The deer bow hunting season is underway. Elk zone biologist Christina Kowalski says keep an eye out for elk. Kowalski says elk will typically be much larger than deer and have a different coloration. Kowalski says antlers are another indicator, as elk antlers sweep backwards away from its head towards its rear end, whereas white-tailed bucks typically have more of a rounded forward curvature to their antlers. More information can be found on the DNR's website. Voting is open for this year's Coolest Things Made in Wisconsin. Nearly 150 nominees will compete. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says 148 products will compete in the 10th installment of the contest. Nominees will compete in a popular vote round, and the top 16 vote-getters will then move on to compete in rounds of head-to-head matchups until a winner is decided. WMC President Kurt Bauer says the contest is really about showcasing the state's thriving manufacturing sector. Voting for the contest is now open and can be done at madeinwisconsin.com. UW police have arrested a suspect in an unprovoked attack near Camp Randall. 33-year-old Keith Jones was arrested on Saturday on charges of aggravated battery and robbery. Police issued a warrant for his arrest after Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the Southside parking lot early Saturday morning. The victim is in critical condition and may have been targeted in the attack. Jones will likely make his initial appearance today in Dane County Circuit Court. Also in news today, as we look ahead toward the next couple of weeks, many things going on, especially the weekend of October 3rd and 4th. The UW Richland alumni recently announced the 2025 Outstanding Alumni. This year's outstanding class members include Ken Hansen, along with Jane Goplin-Kinney, Julie Brock-Stebbins, Terry Kenothi, and Todd Allball. This year's outstanding alumni will be honored at a celebration brunch at the Phoenix Center coming up on Saturday, October 4th. Registration will be at 10:30, and the program will be at 11. A meal will follow. Cost of the meal will be $25 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. Pre-registration is due Thursday, September 25th. Contact Kathy Granger by email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or simply phone 608-489-3629.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls to high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, mostly cloudy and muggy with showers likely in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm later today. Showers taper down later tonight, a low of 58. Tuesday, mostly cloudy to peaks of sun and a high of 74. Currently in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 59, our temp has fallen to 56 this morning. We're back up 1 degree to 57. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor. If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details. Sports time today on WRCO Radio. It is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. We'll have update reports on the schedule for today and also recap a weekend that really wasn't much for Wisconsin sports, with the exception of the Brewers.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Today in local sports, high school action, Richland Center JV football team plays at Platteville this afternoon, beginning a busy sports week for Richland Center. It's homecoming week at River Valley, and they have a busy schedule, including JV football today at home against Lancaster. Kickapoo is in action today. Kickapoo Lafarge will be the opponent of Highland. And the game will be played at Kickapoo Schools today in eight-player JV football. JV action for Ithaca and for Weston canceled for today. Also, there is volleyball tonight for the Weston volleyball team. They will host Cooley Christian in a match that gets underway at 6 o'clock. The Brewers clinched their fourth National League Central Division title in the last 5 years, despite Sunday's 5-1 loss at St. Louis. A Reds victory over the Cubs made that possible. Robert Gasser absorbed the loss after his call-up from AAA. Joey Ortiz scored Milwaukee's only run on a Jackson Chirio sacrifice fly in the fifth. Ortiz had tripled. Right-hander Freddy Peralta starts the first game of a series at San Diego tonight. So the Brewers have clinched the division, still trying to clinch the best overall record in baseball. Christian Yelich says it's a tough, long haul, but it's well worth it.
This is why everything's harped on throughout the year. It's why we pay attention to detail, why there's tough love throughout the season, why you keep grinding, why you keep trying to get better is for these moments, you know, and the fact that you can celebrate with your teammates and show them, like, hey, this is why we do all that work, and hopefully this is the first step for many more, and these are always celebrations and teams that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Elsewhere in the National League, it was Washington 3-2 over the Mets, San Francisco 3-1 winners against the Dodgers, Arizona 9, and Philadelphia 2. In the American League, Minnesota 6, Cleveland 2, Toronto 8-5 over Kansas City, Yankees 7, Baltimore 1, Seattle 7-3 over Houston, and Tampa Bay 7, Boston 3. Interleague play, Pittsburgh 11-0 over the Athletics, Atlanta 6, Detroit 2, San Diego 3-2. Over the White Sox. Colorado 3, the Angels 1, Miami 4-2 winners against Texas. The Cleveland Browns ended an 8-game losing streak by coming from behind to upset the Packers yesterday 13-10. The teams were tied at 10 when Green Bay attempted what would have been a game-winning 43-yard field goal, but it was blocked. A few seconds later, the Browns kicker booted the winning three-pointer as time expired. The Packers' only touchdown came on a 3-yard pass from Jordan Love to John Fitzpatrick in the third quarter. Green Bay tries to bounce back from the upset loss in a game at Dallas coming up in Sunday Night Football. Here is Packer running back Josh Jacobs.
Obviously, they have a really good defense. But, you know, we had a lot of long drives. We had a 15-play drive, 16-play drive, 14-play drive. And we, you know, didn't come out with points because, you know, things that we did, whether it was false starts or penalties or whatever. So, really, yeah, they have a really good, you know, defense. But I feel like a lot of that was really on us. So, we got to look in the mirror.
Lots of close games yesterday and wild scores as well. Carolina 30-0 over Atlanta. Indianapolis 41-20 over Tennessee. Jacksonville beat Houston 17-10. The Vikings 48-10 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia 33, the Rams 26. Pittsburgh 21-14 over New England. Tampa Bay 29, the Jets 27. Washington 41-24 over Las Vegas. The Chargers 23, Denver 20. Seattle 44, New Orleans 13. The Bears beat Dallas 31-14. San Francisco 16-15 over Arizona. And last night, Kansas City 22 and the Giants 9. The Badgers failed to win a must-win Big Ten Conference opener at home. By a score of 27-10, they lost. The Maryland Terrapins built a 20-0 halftime lead and controlled the line of scrimmage. Wisconsin's only touchdown came on a 13-yard pass from Hunter Simmons to Lance Mason with 28 seconds left. Yulee Athletic Director Chris McIntosh offered support to embattled Badgers coach Luke Fickle. Fans have been calling for his firing, but Fickle would have to be paid a $25 million buyout. Wisconsin has a bye this week, then travels to Michigan October 4th. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
100.9 WRCO.
The sun is coming up and I'm just going down.
Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stuck. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
Chris Jansen on WRCO. What you see is what you get. It is 9 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. Overcast day again today. Yesterday, we did get a little bit of sunshine at times. And then later on, not too bad. We went out and did a little bit of a bike trail yesterday down the Pine River Recreation Trail a little bit. And it gets dark so much faster, too. You know, it's already getting fairly dark there as you get on towards 7 o'clock. So, and I don't have a light on my bike, so I had to pedal even faster to get home. I didn't want to get lost or anything. Also, a reminder today, the Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be open at 4 o'clock at 726 Main Street in Highland. This will be a drive-through pantry with no registration featured. And a reminder that Hildebrand Memorial Library Board of Trustees will be having a regular meeting tonight starting at 6 at the Library Club Room. It is 57 at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It's 8 minutes before 7.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider, grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mums, squash, and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Thanks to everybody that came out to our WRCO night at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Saturday night. That was fun. A fun couple of hours broadcasting. Those were the days live from there and playing trivia. So that was fun. And we were kind of, okay, do we put up a tent? Do we not? And goes to show you what the radar pictures kind of show. I don't think so. It's going to go around us. And then, of course, right around the time we were on the air, it started raining. And the old tent that I have taken to multiple broadcasts over the years. In fact, I think it was a donation from Henry Bray's garage. But we went to put it up, and it didn't go well. There were, like, braces and things sticking out that shouldn't have been sticking out in the wrong places. And so I said, well, I guess that tent ain't going to be too good for us. So we had to muster through the rain. We didn't melt, but thanks to some of the Starlight staff, they were able to get us a few things and tarps to cover up our stuff. But it didn't last very long. In fact, not a lot of rain the last 24 to 48 hours, anyway. Coming up on News Update at 7, this is Roseanne Cash. Today's high temperature will be around 76 degrees with showers likely this afternoon. And right now it is 57 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update from ABC at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, along with consigned clothing for the whole family. Good morning. It is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored